But I say you've got visitors to Geelong and the Surf Coast finding it harder to enjoy fresh local seafood because 80% of it is imported from outside Victoria. In the context of the article in the Addy, there is a man, Peter Jenkins from Jenkins Seafood, who says that our family has been fishing for 100 years and it looks like it'll come to a stop with my son. I can't sleep at night because I'm worried about my boy's future. That says to me that he's worried, that he can't sell the fish he catches because it must be too expensive compared with cheap imported stuff from Thailand and Vietnam. Richard Reardon, MP, member for Polwarth. Richard, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
So is that the problem?
Oh, look, there's lots of problems on this, Ross and John. The biggest problem is we have really wound back and under-supported our commercial fishermen right across Victoria. So this is not just a Geelong problem. This is a everywhere problem. We just aren't catching, or we are not allowing to be caught in the commercial sense, enough fish. We had a fish and chip shop owner down in my electorate get raided by the police because he was selling recreational fish because he just couldn't get enough local fish. We have a situation where many of our really favourite restaurants on the bay, down along my wonderful Great Ocean Road here in my part of the world, they will be selling fish. They're trying to sell. You're sitting by the view there, looking at the beautiful ocean, looking at the bay, thinking you're eating local seafood. And most of the time, a lot of the time, you won't be. Just not the fish caught.
So, Richard, you say it's catch limits. Catch limits means that what they can't satisfy demand with locally because there are catch limits has to be supplemented by imported stuff.
Well, it's not only catch limits. It's we've closed down fishing in the bay and estuaries and waterways. We just closed in Parliament the other week. We closed down East Gippsland Lakes, right? So we're closing them down, but we're also not supporting the fishing industry. So about a third of the fishing licences are ones that will die out with the person who owns the licence. So as soon as the poor old fisherman can't get his Zimmer frame and wheelchair onto the boat to go fishing, that licence will die. There's about 150 of those will disappear. The government's not supporting the industry to keep the industry alive. So if we don't, you know, allow fishermen to exist, if we don't allow them to continue to work sustainably, we want sustainable, world's best practices. But let's face it, guys, the Victorian coastline is one of the least populated, least fished areas in the world.
And it's interesting,
and
Richard.
We're relying on getting fish from Indonesia, Asia, China.
Gotcha. I came back from Ireland saying I've just spent 2 weeks eating seafood, and I come back to Australia, which is an island continent, and we hardly eat any fish. You were saying this is the reason why, and I got zero interest in eating frozen fish from Vietnam or Thailand, zero interest. Richard, just stand by as John has a 10-second editorial. John, go.
Oh, hello, Ross, how are you?
Good.
Look, guy, the wholesale market, most of the fish comes from the port, well, it does, it comes from Lake Sentinel's Eden, Wellstorm, and gets sent to the central wholesale market. Now, those commercial licences have been, they've ceased in virtually in the Western Port Bay and also Port Phillip Bay. And the way it's distributed to restaurants, people go to the wholesale market or they buy and have business in local business and they distribute to hotels and restaurants.
Okay. I know that voice.
Do you?
That is Johnny Ribeiro. Let's give John's Hotel its proper plug. It's one of the most Ribeiro's at Swallows, one of the greatest seafood pubs in Melbourne.
Well, he's from a long line of fishmongers.
Morning, that was Johnny Ribeiro, I'm sure of it. Richard, we thank you very much for your time. Right.
So we just say to people, just keep a thought out there, and when commercial fishermen are not the evil monsters stealing from the fish. They actually supply what we want. And the basic sums are, guys, it's just about 9,000 tonnes or thereabouts of local Victorian fish come into our marketplaces, and we're importing nearly 80,000 tonnes. It's a bit of a worry, and the government has a responsibility to make us more sustainable. We can't have a situation where we have all that beautiful water and all the beautiful fish we've got available, and we're having to buy it on ice and out of a freezer and import it from thousands and thousands of miles away. It just doesn't make sense.
Good on you, Richard. Richard Reardon, MP, member for Polwarth, 23 after 6.